Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And we just sang, Jesus shall reign. I know that my Redeemer lives. Is that the right tune, Mrs. Johnson? Because I make the tune. Duke Street is the name of the tune. I know that my Redeemer lives. And then we just sang, Jesus shall reign where'er the sun shall its successive journeys run. And that's everywhere. Jesus is the King. We celebrate that He is risen, that He's in a glorified body. Easter is the proof. It's the birth of a new creation. He is the first fruits, the one who's in that glorified body that Thomas would dare to reach out and touch. A glorified body that is, well, He's true God and He's true man. A body that will never die again. A body that, in some sense, defies expectations. Maybe not just in some sense, in the sense that He was not in the room, and suddenly He was in the room, and He says, peace be with you. He's still in that body today. He's at the right hand of the Father. Is it a place? Well, yes, it's the place of power and authority. It says there at the Mount of Ascension, and today's Thursday was Ascension Day. Today, the seventh Sunday of Easter, they're really close together. We're celebrating both of them. That as the disciples looked on, and then maybe they looked up, the last thing they saw was a nail-pierced foot or feet. They saw Him with His hand raised in blessing. Jesus, He was gone from their sight. But these things are written so that you and I, people who don't see Him with these eyes here, see Him through the eyes of faith. Yes, He's gone from sight, but Jesus is not gone. In fact, He's here. He's with us. Jesus knows, Jesus cares, and Jesus acts. He told us that. He told us that, and last week, as Pastor Luke preached the sermon, What's Gotten Into You, or as I like to say, and he loves this groan, What's Gotten Into You? Well, it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who's gotten into us, that has opened the eyes of our heart, that we know that Jesus is our Lord, our King, our Savior, the resurrected one who reigns. He reigns everywhere. He reigns at all times. He is with us. He knows, He cares, and He acts. Before He ascended into heaven, you heard it last week, He promised and He breathed out the Holy Spirit, that His Holy Spirit not only would be with His disciples, but is with you and me now. The proof of His presence with us. In some sense, as Jesus went into heaven, at the same time, maybe you think about it as a counterbalance in an elevator, the Holy Spirit is coming down. Boom, boom. Coming down broadly with us. The artist Edward Rioas has a painting of the Ascension, and there's Jesus. Edward Rioas says it's from a worm's eye view, looking up at Jesus, and He's going up quickly, but just in the same way, the Holy Spirit coming down, descending, and there's Jesus with His hand in blessing, kind of pointing down because He reigns everywhere. He is with you and me now. And because He reigns, because He is a King who knows, a King who cares, not just an indifferent king, or if you're into Game of Thrones, King Joffrey, a terrible king, but a King who cares and doesn't just say, well, I'm a bleeding heart, I care, but I can't do anything. He acts. You see those acts when He was on the earth, when He came and He healed the sick, when He cast out demons, when He proclaimed the truth with authority, the likes of which people had never heard before, when He did the truth, when ultimately the truth is He showed His love, the perfect love of God the Father, that he gave his life. And the truth is that we know that he swallowed up death in victory. We know that our Redeemer lives, and not only does he live, but he reigns. The birth of the new creation at Easter. But the ascension is the next part of the story. See, in the earthly author of the book of Acts, and that's where is St. Luke. And at the end of Luke's gospel, we heard it today, we've got the ascension. At the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, we have the ascension. We have the fact, the proof that Jesus is reigning everywhere, that he is this king who knows, who cares, who acts, who does things, who is at work in the world. Jesus is the one who continues to act on behalf of his church, who assures you and me that there is nothing that's happening outside of his knowledge. Because he knows. Not even COVID-19, not even pandemics, not even struggling about can we come back to church this week or not, or is it next week or the week after. Jesus knows. None of it is a surprise to him. What's going to happen with the economy? I don't know. Jesus knows. None of it is a surprise to him. When are we going to see our first Major League Baseball game of this year? I don't know. Jesus knows. I don't even know if it matters, but maybe it does. But Jesus knows, and none of it is a surprise to him. Go down the list. Everything, whether it's a big thing or a little thing in your life, is something that Jesus knows about, that he cares and he acts. But it's a struggle. And those disciples that were there at the Mount of Transfiguration, they watched him and he was gone. He went into this cloud. And is it that he was so far away that cloud is miles or thousands of miles or galaxies or universes away? Or is it that cloud, the cloud of glory, is the place where God dwells, and Jesus is the one who is the Word made flesh, who a God who is infinite and unbounded, I guess those are synonyms, made himself finite and bounded. The Word of God, the second person of the Trinity, became flesh and dwelt among us, that heaven comes down to earth. And now that Christ has ascended in his glorified body, part of humanity permeates heaven, tied together. And so on the one hand, it may feel like, well, I can't see Jesus. Maybe he's nowhere. And say, well, actually, Jesus is here right now with you and me. See, that cloud of glory, right now, we know that we live by faith, not by sight, but we live by faith that says because Jesus is resurrected and in his glorified body, that he can be at all times and at all places, because he is at the control room of heaven, that he has also poured out his Holy Spirit, a spirit you can't see, but you know it's here, because we believe, because we have peace that passes understanding, that, oh yes, there are doubts. We're going to make it through this or not, that Jesus says, be still. And know that I know, and that I care, and that I act. Jesus is the King who reigns. And he's not dependent on any kind of election, mail-in ballots or walk-up ballots. He's not affiliated with a political party, because he reigns over all and holds all things together. In Ephesians chapter 1, which is the epistle lesson for Ascension Day, St. Paul says that you may know, and that's you and me, that we may know the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. We know that Jesus reigns. That Jesus is present with us. That as the Holy Spirit has gotten into us, that as Jesus is at work in and through his Holy Spirit, that he is present here right now. As close, I want to say as close as a whisper. I didn't practice this sermon, but you got to be really close to someone, I think, to hear a whisper. His Holy Spirit, why? You got to be close to hear the Holy Spirit, to hear a whisper. And there's the Holy Spirit who's carrying that word. It's a still small voice. And Jesus says, I'm here. I've given you my Holy Spirit. My kingdom is here. He's taught us to pray and to trust that His Father's will, that His will, because it's perfectly aligned with His Father, is being done and will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we who live by faith trust that our King is reigning in heaven, but He also now is reigning on earth. And through the eyes of faith, as the Holy Spirit has gotten into us, we know it. And then we who are citizens of heaven, who are sons and daughters of the King of the universe, have a Jesus, a Lord and Savior, who is here now. He is reigning. He is risen. See, in Jesus, heaven and earth, they overlap, they interlock. Jesus Himself, He said He was like a walking temple, that He was the glory of God, the presence of God among the people of God, that He is the place where, as one author says, grace and nature meet, that He is the place where the invisible is made visible, that He brings the life and the power and the authority of heaven. It's not only that Christ has ascended, but He is ascended. And that means He's reigning. That means that He's here now. And so Jesus, in His resurrected body, just as He was suddenly there with Thomas, is also there with you and me. That He moves seamlessly between heaven and earth, because in Him all things are held together, that He is present everywhere. Every place that heaven breaks through, that heaven will be on the earth, that earth will be permeated with heaven, but we're still waiting. We're waiting to see Him again. But He has promised that there are places that He definitively breaks through the Word. The Word proclaimed to you and me through the sacraments, through holy baptism, through the sacrament of the altar, Holy Communion. He has promised and He has eliminated the work of trying to find Him here and there. He is everywhere, but He has said specifically, when you doubt, when you wonder, I am here. I'm here in a Word proclaimed, in the Word. So we can trust that Jesus reigns. Where'er the sun, its successive journeys run. We live always in the presence of our ascended and ever-present Lord. And because He is with us, we cannot be destroyed. And we go on as the disciples did at the end of our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 24 with great joy. Because we know that our Redeemer lives. And because He lives, because He is ascended, He reigns. And He will come back again. Until then, trust that Jesus knows, He cares, and He acts. And because of all this, it's going to be okay. He's the King who reigns. It's going to be okay. He reigns in every aspect of life. And one day, when He comes back, when we're all in our glorified bodies, we will see perfectly. The day that faith becomes sight, that the Holy Spirit who's gotten into us will completely reveal all of our hope that is found in our King Jesus, the ascended one who is reigning. Amen. And now may the peace that passes understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Jesus, our reigning King. Amen.